Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Sheriff's deputy receives minor injuries in I-90 collision. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Campbell County Sheriff's deputy sustained minor injuries on Friday night while attempting to stop a vehicle driving the wrong way on I-90. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the incident occurred at around 11:04 p.m. on June 28th when the deputy driving a 2023 Dodge Durango from the Campbell County Sheriff's Office identified a 2017 Ford Escape heading the wrong way on I-90. Gillette Deputy Police Chief Brent Wasson stated that the deputy activated his emergency lights, but the Ford Escape did not stop. While the deputy attempted to turn around, he was struck by a 2001 Ford Mustang driven by a 22-year-old man. Both the deputy and the 22-year-old driver sustained minor injuries, and both vehicles were towed from the scene, as reported by the Gillette Police Department and the Campbell County Sheriff's Office. Reynolds explained that the Ford Escape driver, a 63-year-old woman, was following Google Maps and mistakenly believed she was on the frontage road leading to I-90. After the crash, she continued driving until law enforcement escorted her off the interstate at the port of entry. She was not impaired and knew her final destination. Reynolds said that no citations were issued and the deputy was able to complete the rest of his shift. Gurley Overpass to close for deck injection project beginning on July 8th. The Gurley Avenue overpass will close for annual maintenance in early July, remaining shut for several days, announced by the City of Gillette. City contractors will undertake the yearly deck injection project starting July 8th from East 4th Street to East Lincoln Street, with the work expected to conclude by July 19th, according to a street closure notice from the city. During this period, traffic will be rerouted to Longmont Street and East 4th Street, with residents advised to use Brooks Avenue Railroad Crossing. For questions about the closure, you can contact the City of Gillette Streets Division at 686-5278. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.